Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. This a huge story on FinTwit right now. Ghana has announced that they are only going to buy oil in gold. They're going to settle in gold, not dollars. Let's check out this press release from Reuters. And here you've got the title. Ghana plans to buy oil with gold instead of U.S. dollars. I guess this guy is the vice president of the country. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name. Sorry, buddy. And it says, Ghana's government is working on a new policy to buy oil products with gold rather than U.S. dollar reserves. When I first saw this, I thought they were planning on selling oil for gold, kind of like what Russia has talked about. But they're actually talking about buying it. So it kind of begs the question, well, why would you do that? Why don't you just take the gold and buy the dollars you need if it's that big of a deal? But I guess the bottom line here is they produce a lot of gold. So they can take this gold that they're producing at, let's just say, a fraction of the price when you look at the spot market. And then they're going to take, let's just say that gold is priced at $2,000 an ounce. Let's say the country, the government owns the mine or something like that. Or they're just extorting it from the private companies that do own the mine. And they're paying $1,000, or that's what their out-of-pocket cost is to get it out of the ground. And so then they're just going to take that $1,000 worth that they've paid for the gold. And then they're going to say, all right, well, give us $2,000 worth of oil, and we're just going to give you gold. We're not going to give you the dollars. I think that's probably what's going on here. And it says, if you look at the second sentence, the move is meant to tackle dwindling foreign currency reserves. So what they're having to do is they have very little dollar cash flow coming into their country. And this is the dollar milkshake theory, basically. So what they're doing is they're saying, shoot, we don't have enough dollars to buy the oil we need because we have to have energy. So we're going to go ahead and print our local currency, whatever that is, probably says down here in the article. And this is, and I haven't read the article, but I'm assuming this is creating a lot of consumer price inflation because they have to print their local currency to buy the dollars to buy the oil. And this creates a higher supply of dollars circulating, a higher supply of their local currency circulating, which increases consumer price inflation. And so they're like, okay, well, we need to buy this oil in something we produce, right? And so if we can't buy it in our own currency, we're going to buy it with gold because that is something we can produce to try to get rid of this consumer price inflation so we don't have to keep printing our domestic currency into oblivion. So they're going to implement the plan. First quarter of 2023 will fundamentally change our balance of payments and significantly reduce the persistent depreciation of our currency. There you go. Using gold would prevent the exchange rate from directly impacting fuel utility prices, as domestic sellers would no longer need FX, i.e. dollars, to import oil products, he said. So they produce a lot of oil, but they can't refine it. So I'm assuming they're like the United States in the sense that we need to import a lot of our diesel, although we do have refiners here that can produce diesel, nowhere near enough diesel for the demand that we have. So we've still got to import it. And when we import it, let's use that as an example. When the United States imports diesel, let's say, they can pay for it in dollars. So this is huge. And this is why the United States, although it's got a lot of problems, I think it may be the last man standing. And that's why I did that video, that whiteboard the other day on the decline of the American empire and how it could be very similar to Egypt in 1175 BC, because this is exactly what happened. Egypt was the last country standing, but the empire still fell because at the time, this group called the Sea Peoples wiped out all of their trading partners. But right now, the dollar is wiping out all of our trading partners. So even if we are that last man standing, that isn't necessarily good. In fact, that's probably bad on net balance for the United States. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts, Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out-of-control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow Rebel Capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. But it just goes to show you the difference between the two. When you can print your own currency and you can settle for the energy for your imports in that currency, that is huge. That is a massive, massive advantage. Where if you're Ghana or, I mean, the UK for that matter, it's not just something that's exclusive to these smaller developing markets. Japan would be another example. If they don't have the dollars they need, they can't buy oil. So then they have to use yen to buy the dollars. And then that, you know, unless they're bringing in those dollars through trade. And Japan does, because they have a massive trade surplus, usually. So that means there's a lot of dollars coming into the country. And then they use those dollars to buy oil. But if you're Ghana and the whole global economy is going into a recession, if not depression, then you don't have enough dollars coming in and it puts you into this position. So they say, what is something we can produce and that we have control over that we can settle for the oil we need, the energy? That would be gold. So major announcement there. I don't know that this, I talked about this with Brent yesterday, not sure this really forces other countries to look at this and say, oh, okay, well, we need to buy oil with gold. I mean, the key here is that Ghana can do this because they have the gold, or they're producing the gold themselves internally. But I don't know, like Japan, I don't think that they produce a lot of gold. So they really wouldn't have this type of option. So I don't know that this is a one-off, but I think that this is maybe a rare occurrence. But I do think it will prompt other countries to recognize just how vulnerable they are and how much exposure they have to the need for constantly generating some source of revenue that's settled in dollars, and how much exposure and how vulnerable that makes them to global economic downturns, among many other things. As well as the United States having a considerable amount of leverage over that country if they don't have the dollars. Or, you know, we read the last sentence here. The government is negotiating a relief package with who? The IMF. Why? Because the IMF can get them the dollars. See, they're usually the dollar provider of last resort. But you got to sell your soul to the devil. And I think a lot of countries will see this and try to look for other alternatives. That's pretty much what I'm trying to say. But I don't know. The problem there is how many other countries actually have alternatives. And I would guess not many. But the dollar bears do have a case here that this is opening up the eyes of many more countries. So they'll look for alternatives. I just don't know that it hastens the dollar losing reserve currency status, this instance in and of itself. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you in the next video.